Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Before we begin today's lesson, let's pray. Heavenly Father, once again, we come before you and your Word to learn of you, to grow in our faith, to understand more about your Son, Jesus Christ. Teach us today through your Holy Spirit, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Beast with Sackcloth and Turning from Evil. And it comes from Jonah chapter 3 and verse 8. When the word of Nineveh's destruction came from Jonah, the people, both great and least, as well as the king, humbled themselves by fasting and clothing themselves in sackcloth. As the king sat in ashes, he and his nobles made a proclamation that man, beast, herd, and flock should not taste anything, feed, nor drink water. In chapter 3 and verse 8 of this prophecy, the king added to his decree by commanding that all beasts be covered with sackcloth, and they cry mightily unto God, where we read, "But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and cry mightily unto God. Yes, let them turn every one from his evil way, and from the violence that is in their hands." The verse begins, "But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and cry mightily unto God." The writer began with the word "but," which is a disassociation conjunction that means what is about to be written takes precedence over what was previously stated. He said, "Let man," or mankind or human beings, "and beast," which means cattle and animals, both domestic and wild, "be covered," or concealed, hidden, and clothed with sackcloth, which is mesh or sacks for grain worn in mourning for humiliation, "and cry," or call out, recite, read, and proclaim mightily, which means by force, strength, and sharp violence, unto God, which refers to the ruler or judge who is the divine one and the true God. The king of Nineveh commanded every living being to demonstrate humility by wearing sackcloth, and they were to call out forcefully unto God in mourning and pleading before him. The verse continues, "Yes, let them turn everyone from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands." The writer added, "Yes, let them turn," which means return, turn back, restore, refresh, repair, and bring back everyone, or each and every man, woman, servant, and great man, from his evil way, which refers to bad, disagreeable, malignant, unpleasant, painful, unhappy, miserable manner, habit, and moral character, and from the violence, which refers to wrong, cruelty, injustice, damage, and unrighteousness that is in their hands, which means in their palms or the hollow and flat of the hand, the power, their power and soul. In addition to an attitude and posture of humility, the king called for the people to repent of their evil ways and from any violent or mischievous ways in which they had indulged. When we think through the words in this verse, we see the extent to which this king repented before the Lord. Not only were he and his nobles to humble themselves, but every living being throughout the kingdom was to join in the atoning experience too. Each of them were to examine their evil ways and their violent actions and put them away. When Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, convicts a person of their sin, the best response is to be like this king. Be humble, cry out to God, and repent of the evil and violent ways that you've been doing. And then receive Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Next time, we see the king of Nineveh wondering if God will turn and repent. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.